Hey, welcome to the sales team. Here, you can have this cup.
That's good.
Oh, you like it?
What is it?
It's radio station coffee.
Oh.
The morning show always seems to make a pot right before they leave. Then it just sits here all day.
I kind of like it.
The pot itself hasn't been cleaned since about 2016.
Is that a hair in it?
Probably so. They use an old microphone windscreen as a coffee filter.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Huh.
Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee, made by an intern with bad hygiene.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Welcome to the show.
Wine and cheese go together like peanut butter and jelly, right?
Cheese goes good with wine?
It's National Wine and Cheese Day.
You want some cheese with that wine?
Two of my favorite things. It is National Wine and Cheese Day.
Today is the day to celebrate that.
Is there anything better than wine and cheese?
Wine and wine.
Wine, oh, there you go.
That's true.
I love cheese.
I love wine.
It's showtime, baby.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also available on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And...
Hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Every time after that. It's so easy. And we're available on any Alexa-enabled device. That even includes if you have an Alexa-enabled head unit in your car. You know, like the big screen in your car, and it's Alexa-enabled. All you got to do is say, Alexa, play Radio 434 after you enable our skill, and you can listen to our feature channel anywhere you are. Your Alexa enabled television, all those things, as long as you got Alexa on it. I said Alexa.
Hello!
Yeah, there she is. As long as you have Alexa on it, you can listen to us 24/7, 365. Well, the show is live from 8 to 11, and then the feature channel has really, really cool modern alternative music and some vintage stuff that you haven't heard in a while, and new music from artists that play here. Okay, so they could be a local artist, or they could be a regional or national touring artist. They could be from Nashville. They could be an up-and-comer. If they played here, we play them. So there you go. All right. Oh, where else? Yeah, you can get our podcast. That's also on the Alexa.
Hello!
And it's even easier. You can just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. And then, we take the live show and we repack it into a full-length podcast, sans the music that we play on the live show. So it's very, very simple. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or even our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel, on the Mike Show icon, and you'll see a link to our podcast if you can't find it. You can find it on YouTube, and you can watch the show at Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program, Kayla is going to be joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. She's got Lee, the Outdoor Events and Outreach Coordinator for Bedford County Parks and Rec, also going to be joining us today. Of course, we're going to get really smart with five random facts. We're going to get really dumb with stupid criminals in the news. And according to a study, most of us, even older folks, would quit their jobs to become influencers. So we're going to talk about that, plus our top list. Top products old people could promote if they became influencers. All right, that's all in the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, summertime tips from the elderly.
My wife of 48 years, God rest her soul, used to tell me that summer was a great time to do all those home and yard projects that you put off all year long. Boy, I'm glad she's gone.
That was a summertime tip from the elderly.
Yeah, it's the Mike Show. I wonder if he could be an influencer. Well, of course he could. I've got a story here. And according to this, it's a new study, 54% of people surveyed would quit their current job to become a full-time influencer. And we're not talking about just kids working retail. It involved a wide range of people between the ages of 18 and up. It might seem like the term influencer is a little, well, charged. But according to this study, 26% of social media users already consider themselves influencers, even if they're not getting anything out of it, any compensation. And 64% of social media users would gladly accept payment from brands to promote their products on their social media feeds. Now, okay, so in this hypothetical, we're assuming that the people quitting their jobs would expect the same salary as they get now, right? I mean, we're assuming that. Because, I mean, let's face it, 54% of people do not enjoy social media enough to accept a pay cut to make it their full-time hustle. Well, anyway, well, that brings us to our top list, with this study finding that even old folks would like to quit their jobs and become influencers as much as young people. But if Nana and Papa go through with it, what would they sell? What would they hawk on social media? Well, we have some suggestions with today's list. That's our top list today. Top products old people could promote if they became influencers. All right, here we go. Number one, doilies. Yep, top products old people could promote if they became influencers. Giant sunglasses that cover 75% of your face. Elbow sleeves for pickleball injuries. Yep. Top products old people could promote if they became influencers. Beige shoes. Beige pants. Beige shirts. Beige cars. Basically anything beige, right? Top products old people could promote if they became influencers. The local fabric store. Yeah. There you go. Top products old people could promote if they became influencers. pre-sliced tennis balls, ready to serve as walker tips.
Yep.
top products old people could promote if they became influencers. Anything that tastes like peppermint or comes in a tin. Broth bibs. And top products old people could promote if they became influencers. Tom Selleck fan fiction. There you go. The Mike Show. It's the what is it? It's the Thursday edition of the program. Coming up, we got news, and we got not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is National Chili Dog Day. But please remember, eating one as John Mellencamp has suggested will get you banned from the Tasty Freeze. A Southwest Airlines flight came within 150 feet of water. Even more shocking, another Southwest flight came within 3 hours of an on-time arrival. In sports, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow arrived at training camp with a blonde buzz cut. Even more shocking, Andy Reid showed up to camp with a salad. Aaron Rodgers says he was fined a lot of money for missing the Jets minicamp. But he said seeing Bigfoot glide down a rainbow on a purple unicorn and bestow total consciousness upon him with a magic lobster claw made it priceless. This is not headline news.
I have no idea what he's talking about. It's the Mike Show. I'm so darn happy you could hang with us at least for part of the day. Thank you so much for joining us on the Thursday edition of the program, or as we like to call it round here, Friday Eve. All right, so we got stuff and things going on, and I want to tell you about, let's do this one first. Yeah, we're doing opposite. What are we doing? Oh, we got that, we got that, we got that, we got that, we got that. Just go to the events. Here it is. Here we go. All right, join us tonight at Three Roads for our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series. We are there from 5 to 7. Chris Shepherd is going to be our musical guest today for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series. Chris is hilarious, and he is incredible on the guitar. Great vocalist, and a really, really funny guy. So it's a comedic. A lot of his songs are comedic, including Let's Drink, Everything Under the Sink, and this beer right here. You can enjoy that beer. Well, maybe not that beer, but a beer of your own. Come on out to Three Roads, downtown Lynchburg, 1300 Court Street. It's our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series today with Chris Shepherd. I'll be there as well. We've got prizes with the prize wheel. You can play prize or nothing. All right. Yeah, there's 12 spaces on the wheel. There's one marked prize. The rest are blank. So it's prize or nothing. So that's how we play. You can do that. That's all coming up today. 5 to 7, happy hour at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. All right. Now, movies. So the kids were seeing some movies this week. Inside Out 2 is up to $1.462 billion worldwide, making it the highest grossing animated movie of all time. The previous champ was Frozen 2. That made $1.451 billion. Here are the top 10. Let's do it from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it sometimes, most of the time. Finding Dory, number 10 on the list at $1.028 billion. Despicable Me 3, $1.034 billion. Toy Story 3 at $1.066 billion. Toy Story 4, $1.073 billion. Minions at number 6, $1,159 million. Incredibles 2, $1.242 billion. Frozen, $1.29 billion, is number 4. The Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers movie, $1.3 billion. And again, we mentioned Frozen 2, $1.453 billion. And then Inside Out 2 is number 1. Man, oh man. What else? We did that one. How about this one? Maybe. I don't know. According to this, Newsweek has a ranking of all 50 states based on how friendly they are to tourists, according to a survey of travelers on social media. And if the states in the Northeast have a reputation for being rude, well, this survey is not going to help. New York was named the rudest state in America, followed by Arkansas, Delaware, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Washington, I guess that state, New Hampshire, Nevada, Florida, and Rhode Island. No single area of the country dominated the friendliest states list, so there wasn't that southern hospitality, although a few southern states made it, but zero states in the Northeast made the cut. According to the results, the friendliest state in America? Minnesota. The rest of the top 10: Tennessee, South Carolina, Texas, Wyoming, Indiana, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Hawaii. I want to take a look at this map to find out where Virginia is. Where is the map? Ranked as 35, number 35 out of 50, according to these tourists. And that's from, what is it, Newsweek? Yeah, Newsweek. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Actually, if you do it in a mirror, if you say it three times, then Biggie will come. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, here we go. Number one, only four people in American history have won a presidential election as a sitting vice president. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Martin Van Buren, oh, I knew him well, and George H.W. Bush. Number two, bubblegum is pink because that's the only food coloring that the inventor had available to them. Number three, the inventor of the children's ball pit, or as I like to call it, the germ-infested petri dish.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. Anyway, the inventor of the children's ball pit got the idea when he was looking at pickled onions floating in a jar and thought, what it would be like to try and crawl through them.
I think he was high.
Number four, Richard Nixon. Richard. Got into politics by answering a classified ad. A group of Republicans in California took out an ad looking for someone new to back in a congressional election. Nixon responded and won the election. And then number five, the latest 3D modeling shows that the Milky Way galaxy is twisted at the edges and kind of shaped like a Pringle. And those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show Thursday edition.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
Yep. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. That's called Audio Vault. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. That brings us Kayla from your Bedford area Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really, really well. So you guys have an event coming up. We're going to talk about that. I believe a live at 5 today.
Yes, this afternoon.
All right. So we'll get to that. But today you brought us a guest. Who'd you bring?
Yes. So today we have Lee. Lee is with Bedford County Parks and Rec. And I'll let him kind of introduce himself and tell you a little bit more.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hey, you doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Bedford County is huge. All right. For those that don't really comprehend how many square miles Bedford County is, and it is so beautiful, and there's so much to do and so much to see. And Lee gets to stay on top of all that. He gets to be at the center of all these really, really cool outdoor events. So tell us what's going on, bud.
Yeah, so I run a program for Bedford County called Bedford Outdoor Adventures, and it's just anything that is adventure outdoor oriented. So that could be camps, festivals, races. We have skill clinics, group programming. So we've got a lot of variety because, like you said, we have the lake, we have the mountains. We're spanning all the way from Roanoke to Lynchburg, essentially. So there's plenty of outdoor space to do things. And that's kind of my goal, is just to promote those spaces and gather the community together and get people outside.
Well, Lee, tell us about what's coming up next that folks can get involved with.
Awesome. So coming up, we have a charity bike ride that is next Saturday. It's called the Paris-Roubaix. It's a play off of the famous race in Paris called the Paris-Roubaix. But it is for the animal shelter. So this is all going, the proceeds for the Friends of Bedford County Animal Shelter, to help those animals get their food, vaccinations, medical expenses, spays and neuters, anything like that, and waive adoption fees. The shelter right now is currently full. So we're going to have a little bit of an adoption event there and just try to promote what they're doing. So they do a ton of stuff. So there's running routes. There are rides. So anywhere from 2 mile run to a 10 mile run, we have biking routes from 10 miles to 60 miles. And so they span all over gravel roads, mostly on the western side of the county. So it starts at the Peaks Retreat Center and starts on gravel, ends on gravel. Very nice, scenic, quiet roads. They're beautiful, beautiful routes. We've made them the most fun that we can with the best views of the mountains and streams and creeks. And then we come back and we have music, and the Fobcast people are having a spaghetti dinner to benefit them. They're also going to have drinks and beverages. The pool is open all weekend. So Friday, Saturday, we'll have the pool open to cool people off. So it's going to be a really good time.
This all sounds really, really fun. You have to register in advance.
Yes. So on our Facebook page, there is a ticket or a registration link under there through Bike Reg, and that's how you can sign up. Or you can just donate if you aren't interested in riding, but you want to support the pets. Again, all the proceeds are going to them. So you can drop a donation through there and support the cause, or just share it with a friend who rides or runs. Or just even hikes, because the 2 mile route is just on the Peaks Retreat property, and you can just walk it if you want.
Very cool. You can learn more. We'll link it up on this broadcast, and you can also go to Bedford County Parks and Recreation's Facebook page, and it's right at the top, pinned in the events, so you'll be able to find it. Really cool. Lee, so you have other things going on. You always have something going on.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of things. I mean, we have like a fishing clinic coming up this weekend, just a small event at Independence Park. We've got Wander in Awe, which is like a foraging clinic that we've been doing at the various parks in the county. But one of the bigger events is the Blue Ridge Bee Festival, and that has really got a lot of buzz around it, pun intended.
Wait, no pun intended?
Yeah.
Okay, now mention that again. It's the Blue Ridge Bee Festival?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, wait. Not the bees. Not the bees.
Yes, the bees. Yeah. Sorry, Nick. We definitely have bees. But tell us about the bee festival.
Love it. Yes. So it's set for September 14th here at Falling Creek Park. which is kind of our flagship park for the county. It's central to us. And so beautiful park. We've had a couple festivals there already, Thrive Outside and Arts and Drafts. They range from 1,000 people to 2,500 people. This has got a lot of interest in it. So we're hoping for a really big turnout. We've got over 40 vendors. We've got 6 observation hives so far. We have demonstrations and workshops. We've got the state and regional bee inspectors coming to give talks on native plants and winterizing bees. We've got all kinds of local food and beverages related to pollinators and bees. So the festival is called the Blue Ridge Bee Festival, but we've kind of expanded it to be about bees, pollinators, and native plants, because there's over 800 native bees to Virginia that aren't just the honeybee. And they all play a really big role in agriculture and plant and food health, which translate to us, those who love enjoying good food. So we're going to have music and tons of kids activities where they can learn about the importance of pollinators and bees. So it's going to be a really, really fun time.
You know, it is so important, and it just recently, over the past couple of years, the conservation, the talk of pollinators, even the pollinator gardens, even in your urban centers, downtown Lynchburg, all of the streetscape now has pollinator gardens on every corner, and it is so important. When you think about literally everything that is grown, relies on pollinators to help that process, and without them, there's no food, there's no agriculture. It's very, very important. So this is really cool. That's coming up on Saturday, September 14. Do you need to register in advance? Is there an admission fee, or is it free to everybody?
It is a free event. It's just a big community event. We want to educate people, again, that importance of those pollinators, bees, native plants. And so we just want to get as many people there as possible.
Nice. Well, Lee, thank you so much for telling us about this. Thank you so much for doing this. And we're looking forward to you guys packing the place for the Blue Ridge Bee Festival. If you'd like to learn more about anything that is going on with the Bedford County Parks and Recreation, you can log on to their Facebook. And also, Lee, what's your website?
There is the county website. You can find all of our adult programming, kids programming, and everything sports through the Bedford County page. But also what I'm doing is through the Bedford Outdoor Adventure page specifically, which is also attached on the Facebook.
Very, very cool. Well, Lee, thank you so much for joining us and everything that you do.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Kayla. So what do you have coming up today and then in the next month or so?
So today we have a Live at 5 networking event from 5 to 6 o'clock this evening, and it's going to be at Woods Goods and Mercantile. It's right on 460 if you're heading out of town, just past the YMCA on the left. This is free. It's open to the public. It's just a good opportunity to come out, meet the chamber staff, some of our board, our ambassadors, volunteers, other chamber members. There's going to be refreshments, and you get to shop around in the Mercantile. So it should be a great event. You don't have to RSVP in advance or anything like that. Just stop by on your way home and maybe make some new connections.
Nice. Do you have to be a chamber member to go in?
You do not. All of our networking is free and open to the public.
Very cool. I've heard this is a really, really neat store too.
It's awesome. It's really cool. If you haven't been in there yet, every room is different. It's almost like every room in the building is a different store. So if you can't make it out tonight, definitely make sure you check out their Facebook page for their hours and stop by when you can.
Very nice. And then what else do you have coming up?
Our next big thing is our annual gala. So we've been talking about it this year. This is our 85th anniversary. So our gala this year is going to be a little bit bigger than usual. We're expecting about 200 people this year. And we are about halfway through ticket sales. So we're selling out of tickets quickly. If you or your business wants a seat or a table, I would definitely recommend getting your reservation in sooner rather than later. We will have to close the registration at the end of August unless we sell out ahead of time. So that's going to be on Thursday, September 12th in the evening, about 5 to 8:30 p.m. or so. It's a sit-down dinner. We have a cash bar, a silent auction, Foundation, and we announced the winners of our Excellence in Business Awards for the very first time.
Very cool. What are all the categories for the Excellence in Business Awards?
Let me see if I can name them off the top of my head. We have Large Business of the Year, Small Business of the Year, Agribusiness of the Year, Rising Star, which is a business that has been around for 2 years or less. We do Citizen of the Year, Nonprofit Organization of the Year, and then our Lifetime Achievement Award, we typically give out every other year, and it happens to fall this year. So this award is meant for someone who's been in the Bedford community for a long time, and they've put a lot of time or energy, resources, money, et cetera, towards the advancement of the community.
Kayla, gold star for you. You did that. You did that without a script. That is
Thank
awesome.
Thank you.
Well, that's coming up. Tickets are available. Do you need to be a chamber member to attend the Excellence in Business Awards?
You do not have to be a chamber member, but you do have to purchase a ticket in advance.
Okay. Tickets are available. You can log on to BedfordAreaChamber.com and just scroll down on the homepage, and you'll find it. It's literally right there. The 85th Excellence in Business Awards Gala, and that is coming up September the 12th. So mark your calendar and get your tickets. All right, gang, thank you so much for joining us each and every Thursday. Either Kayla or Foster joins us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. We really appreciate our partnership with that organization. If you are not a chamber member, what the heck are you waiting for? Become a chamber member. There are 400 some businesses that are represented within the chamber, the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. These are connections that you might not be making, and you can make them just by joining. It's very, very affordable, and you can contact Kayla for more information. Gang, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Esquire magazine put out a list of the 50 best songs of the 1990s, and they've named Smells Like Teen Spirit number one.
Well, duh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Esquire, how relevant. Who would have thought to name that song number one after all these years? Well, actually, many already have, decades ago. But you decide in the mid-20s. To do a 90s list? Kudos for the excellent journalism. What's next, Esquire? Best songs for the 1980s? Spoiler alert, Physical by Olivia Newton-John. Most weeks at number one. Already got you covered. Anyway.
Well,
The man who invented Flaming Hot Cheetos is suing Frito-Lay for saying he didn't. Frito-Lay said he didn't, so he's suing him. This is the same guy that Eva Longoria made that movie about, Flamin' Hot. Here he is at his press conference.
I invented Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I'm the inventor, you know that it's true. And now, Frito-Lay, I'm going to sue you. invented flaming hot Cheetos.
Yeah, I don't think that's his real press conference. Did you know today is National Chili Dog Day? Chili on a hot dog.
Whoa, chili wiener. I hope you won't give me gas tonight. Oh, no, chili wieners. Mm-hmm. You're the cause of my pants being tight.
Good Lord. All right. Speaking of farts, here's another great example of not believing everything you read, see, or hear on the interwebs. Someone posted this on the site Snopes, that farting at Disney parks can get you banned for life. All right, listen to this.
Anyone who is caught farting inside a Disney theme park may be kicked out and potentially banned for life. Disney will be using thermal cameras installed throughout their parks to track if and when a guest farts. If seen farting on one of these cameras, Disney World security will be sent out to find you and detain you. The craziest part is this applies to both adults and kids. The good news is bathrooms are safe zones. Disney is doing this to make the guest experience better for others.
All right. By the way, it's not true.
I said it's not.
That was posted by a satire site called Mousetrap News, so it's just a joke. Some were gullible enough to believe it was true. Relax. And relax your cheeks. Check this out. A whale. Did you see this? A whale landed on a boat and capsized it off the coast of New Hampshire, with two guys fishing on board. Luckily, they were able to escape and were rescued out of the water. Here are Rylan Kenny, Greg Packett, and their rescuer breaking down what had happened.
Been on the water for 40 years, just have never seen anything like this.
He was probably about maybe three and a half feet to 4 feet from me. I kind of just saw the boat tipping, and I said, the only way to avoid this is just to kind of jump horizontally away from it.
I saw it come up, and I was just like, oh, it's going to hit the boat. And then just started driving over.
Truly grateful to them in their quick thinking, because they were the ones who were making the video, and they just, dropped everything, zoomed right over, and plucked us out.
All right. TikTokers are putting lemon juice in their hair to make it a lighter shade. This is not new, by the way. This has been used for years. Here is Hair King on TikTok explaining how the process works.
Lemon juice acts as a natural bleach. The citric acid in it helps accelerate the bleaching process when in the sun. Well, let's dive into it. First, you're going to want to pour some water into a glass. You're going to want to take one lemon, cut it in half, and squeeze the juice into the glass. Then I like to add a little bit of conditioning oil to help protect your hair. Today I'm using argan oil. Then just mix it around a bit, apply it to your hair, go out in the sun, and you're good to go.
Yummy. Anyway, experts warn the hack doesn't work on darker hair, and make sure none of the lemon juice gets on your skin, because it may cause burns. Skip that. Let's do this one. A New Jersey couple had the windshield of their Tesla smashed out. What? By what? A falling fish, of course. Here, listen.
The car started honking, went crazy honking. We were like, holy crap, look at this. It looks like fish scales and blood on the windshield.
Yeah, we're thinking somebody threw it at the car. Like, is somebody after us? Is it vandals? Or,
We said we're glad it didn't hit us. We also have an eagle's nest in our yard in the back. So we think it was probably the eagle.
No, not the eagles. An eagle may have dropped the fish by accident on their car. Anyway, let's see. Skip that. We're going to comedian. Yeah. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Here's comedian Jim Gaffigan looking back at the extreme heat of one of his comedy stops.
Last summer, I was in Las Vegas. It was 114 degrees. 114 degrees. You can actually hear the sun at that point. It didn't feel safe. I was like, are we supposed to be here? I 114. Like, you're never at a friend's house. You're like, warm in here.
Yeah, I set the thermostat to 114. That's how I like it. I'm part lizard.
Thermostats don't even go up that high. Meat thermometers do. It was 114 degrees, which was shocking. But not as shocking as how casually Las Vegas residents just went about their day in that heat. It was like, you're like, let's play Frisbee. Time to walk the dog. I was like, get inside! The earth is on fire! Get inside and beg for God's forgiveness. You've obviously angered him. That's why Vegas is called Sin City. It's the same temperature as hell.
Okay, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in dot news. And we've got a good news story for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Do, 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 do. Oh, hi there. It's that time again for stupid criminals in da news. All right. A man in Tennessee found out that he won a $1 million jackpot when detectives called him to tell him his winning ticket had been stolen. So here's the story. The guy bought two scratch-off tickets from a gas station, and to save time, he just scratched off the barcodes and asked the clerk to see if they came up as winners. The clerk told him one was a winner for $40, which was true. And he said the other one was a loser, which was not true. So, he trashed it. After the customer left the store, the clerk took out the trash and pocketed the ticket that he had put in there. Turns out, it was a $1 million winning ticket. The clerk went to the Tennessee Lottery Commission to claim the ticket as his own, but during some routine questioning, the officials got suspicious, and they reviewed the security cameras and figured out what had happened.
If you scratch off the front barcode, it'll tell you if it's a winner or not, regardless of whether you scratch off everything showing how much you've won. He threw it on top of the trash. As that gentleman left, he took the trash outside. And if you follow him on the camera, you can see him grab the ticket, put it in his pocket. He went to the Tennessee Lottery Commission to claim the ticket as his own. And through their normal line of questioning, there were enough red flags for them to say, hey, you need to get all your affairs in order and come back to us, and we're going to hold on to the ticket.
Yeah, the detective said it's pretty obvious. Good enough to put in front of 12 jurors, and they'll reach the same conclusion. They looked through all the security footage and figured out who the rightful owner was, and they notified them. The clerk is now facing a felony theft charge. We didn't play this. All right, there is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Can you imagine this? A Las Vegas woman just got her dog back 9 years after it went missing. He's an 11-year-old Chihuahua. 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 It's named Gizmo. The vet scanned his microchip and got in touch after a good Samaritan spent 2 months trying to catch the dog. Here's Judith Menares talking about being reunited with her pup.
It's kind of like a miracle. They told me, yep, we have him here. We're giving him a bath right now. And I just started bawling. So I wasn't sure what I was going to see when I got there. So I was worried I was going to have to grieve him again. But luckily, I didn't. I never would have expected this day to come. I had hope for it. I just never thought it would happen.
And there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information, and you can also visit HillCitySlide.com. That is coming to downtown Lynchburg August 24th and 25th on Church Street. They're literally shutting down Church Street between 12th Street and Washington Street. And they're putting a huge 700-foot water slide going down. Imagine the top of the hill just past the YMCA all the way down to the Armory. And it's going to be a 700-some-foot water slide August 24th and 25th. You can reserve your spot and get your tickets now by visiting hillcityslide.com. All the proceeds benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. And you can slide as many times as you want during your time slot. So get on there right now, hillcityslide.com. Tonight, we are going to be broadcasting live and on location. We're going to be at Three Roads, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series for Happy Hour. Chris Shepherd is our musical guest tonight, Thursday, 5 to 7, and you can join us there. Enjoy the musical stylings and comedic music of Chris Shepherd, and you can also enjoy our favorite game, Prize or Nothing. It's our prize wheel game. We're going to be there, again, from 5 to 7 tonight, Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?